Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A federal judge this week ruled that 10-year-old Sarah Mornigan and 11-year-old Javier Acosta be given preference on the adult lung transplant list. The current policy matches children under 12 with pediatric donors who are rare or puts these children at the bottom of the adult list. Dr. Stuart Sweet, who helped draft the policy, is worried that the rulings could undermine the whole system.
Children die waiting for lungs every year. Adults die waiting for lungs every year. The only way to prevent children from dying on the waiting list is for there to be enough donors to give each one of them an organ. And I can't change that by changing the allocation policy. The federal judge can't change that by changing the allocation policy.
Art Kaplan is a medical ethicist at New York University. And Professor Kaplan, what's your main concern about these court rulings?
Well, I'm very worried, Magna, that when you have a judge or a bureaucrat or Congress or any outside party step in and say, look, we're going to try and do something to give access to a particular person. Their compassion is admirable, but you're undermining the rules of the system. And what I feared, I've long been worried about, is that lawsuits will begin to fly from people, for whatever reason, who are at the bottom of the list.
And similarly, it also potentially introduces another two-tiered system, because I imagine there are a lot of people who need organs who don't necessarily have the money or legal access to a court.
Absolutely right. So this case we're all hearing about because there's been a very effective PR campaign launched. A law firm stepped forward and did a pro bono lawsuit to help this family. All, again, perfectly understandable why they would want to fight for their daughter and try to help her. But other families don't have the wherewithal to do this. Some don't want to violate their own privacy and start yelling loudly about their need. The system of rules was meant precisely to get away from a situation where people had to yell the loudest or be the most photogenic or have the best ties to Congress to get an organ. The system that we have has worked fairly well over the past couple of decades in distributing these scarce organs, these life and death therapies. It has its issues and problems that you can criticize. But going, if you will, case by case, judge by judge, if you want to say, I'm at the bottom of the list and I don't like it, please help me, that's really going to undermine the entire system for distributing organs that's been in place, and as I say, functioning pretty well for many, many, many years.
Now, Art, the second child who was moved up the list is 11-year-old Javier Acosta, and it turns out that his older brother also had cystic fibrosis and that that brother died while waiting for a lung. So I'm wondering, I mean, if we were to put ourselves in Javier's parents' shoes, I mean, isn't it understandable that they're trying to do everything in their power to save their other little boy?
I would never begrudge anybody the right to press and do whatever they can to try and save their child. It's a fundamental, morally good thing to protect your child, try to help your child. But there are too many children who need organs. If we leave it up to each parent to fight for their child, we're still going to have to make some decisions just among those children. Parents want to help their kids, but you've got to put a set of rules in place because not everybody's life is going to be saved.
So, Art Kaplan, underlying all of this is the sad fact that there's just a shortage of donor organs, and there always has been and continues to be. Dr. Stuart Sweet has mentioned this to us several times. So, from your perspective, what can we do to change that?
Well, I think it's important to do three things, and we can all do something about this. One, sign your driver's license, be an organ donor. Two, when you do that, tell your family and friends that you've done it. Third, and last, we should shift our policy in the United States. Right now, if you want to be an organ donor, you have to opt into the system. You have to sign a card. You have to say, I want to do it. I think we should change the default and say, most people do want to be organ donors. Let's presume they are. And then ask people who don't want to do it to register themselves to say, no, I choose not to do that. We'd get more organs. Europe has done that and had increases, significant increases in the availability of organs. We're not really doing what we could do to maximize the supply out there. It's not going to solve all the shortage issues, but we could do better.
Art Kaplan is the head of the Division of Medical Ethics at New York University's Langone Medical Center. Art, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that last idea from Kaplan is pretty controversial. Do you think the U.S. should move to an opt-out system for organ donation? Let us know at hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.